Honored and pleased again to see Stedman Graham, our third interaction here in Muncie, Indiana. The first time you were able to make it to our studio here on WMUN. We're very, very grateful for making the short trip from Ball State's campus. Welcome into Muncie, Indiana again.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be here. To be able to come here during this time of year, you know, the trees are blooming. It's green all over. The campus is unbelievable. You know, it's just so pleasant.
In previous conversations, you have told me how beautiful the campus is in the fall visits, too.
Right, absolutely.
when the colors start turning and all of that is going on. Since you were here working on some student work at Ball State, the campus has changed dramatically, has it not?
Yeah, they're still building.
Yeah.
I mean, they're building a hotel there and all of that. And just, I'm staying in the student center right now. It's just unbelievable what's going on here. You know, so it's just so impressive.
Ball State's 198th commencement ceremony will be in the morning, May 4th, 10 a.m. And the keynote speaker, the commencement address, will be delivered by Stedman Graham, the chairman and CEO of S. Graham & Associates. You've delivered lectures and training workshops worldwide. What will your message be tomorrow to those 3,000 or so graduates of Ball State University?
The topic is self-leadership. So being able to lead yourself, which is kind of what we do. We teach people how to organize themselves around themselves, develop an identity for themselves, teach people how to take information and make it relevant to their talents, to their skills, their abilities, and all of that. And so I think it's very appropriate for the students to learn about how to empower self today. You couldn't have a better time to live today than now, because you have access to technology and access to a global marketplace, and to be able to take that information and opportunities and make it relevant to your development allows you to create some social economic opportunities for yourself and your family.
Now, identity leadership is the phrase. Explain that to our listeners and how you think that is part and a large part of how human beings can make this a better world. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Identity leadership is the philosophy is self-leadership. It's based on the fact that you can't lead anybody else until you first lead yourself. So it's really not set up for self-development or self-empowerment, because we end up doing the same thing over and over every single day. Most people, I often say, if you did the same thing you did yesterday as you will do today, as you will do tomorrow, what have you done? The answer would be the same thing, which is nothing. And then we go to school, and school teaches us how to memorize and take tests, repeat the information back, get labeled with a grade. 2 weeks later, we forget the information. So we're not thinking, developing, or building. So this is the age of identity, where you need to know who you are. If you don't know who you are, you're kind of frustrated. You're not maximizing your potential. You're kind of lost for the most part. That represents probably about 8 billion people who are stuck in that mindset. So to be able to again, source information today, this is the information age. You have to be able to figure out what is it that makes you happy. What do you love to do? What are your talents? What are your skills? And then you're able to organize all the resources and opportunities around you. That's basically what we're doing, is teaching students how to self-actualize their potential.
Stedman Graham on WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell, a New York Times best-selling author, educator, business advisor, and a 1989 Ball State University graduate. Your time at Ball State, you spend a lot of time here. You still visit from time to time, and we're glad for that.
Yeah, well, we're working with our course here. We're building a course here with Ball State, and I lectured yesterday with some students, which was fantastic. And you know, anytime I get a chance to work with students to get them to understand who they are and how to maximize their talents and skills and their intellect, man, it's a joy.
Do you feel personally hopeful for these graduates, or what would be the better word or best word or phrasing for
them? Well, they're so
that?
Smart.
Yeah.
They're so smart. They have so much potential to be able to focus again on organizing their life around themselves. So the more they have, the more they can give. I mean, you see some of the best students, I think, in the country, no question about it. So it's just a pleasure to be able to share those principles, the 9-step success process with them, to be able to get them to understand how to maximize who they are as a person.
You don't want to divulge the 9 steps because you want to sell the books. I mean, you have one on the counter here, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, I try to take it around. You know, we're now in the delivery business and communicating this message and building courses and speaking and doing workshops and working with our clients and building distribution networks to deliver the message because we think it's very important.
And I think everything that you're talking about is important. Not saying anything that our listeners don't know and understand. The world, there's a lot of troubles. There's a lot of difficulties. There's a lot of stresses. That also equates to just general life, I think, of human beings day in and day out, right? But my wife Nancy and I think I've told you this before. I know you talk to a lot of people, Mr. Graham, but she and I get up every day and we think the same thing. We got a choice today. We can be frowny-faced and woe is me, or you can say, all right, I'm standing, I'm 2 feet on ground, what can I do to make the world a better place today? And we think the latter is the better.
Yeah, well, you're defined by the outside world. So the outside world, when you don't know who you are, they define you. So whoever you let define you will always define you as less than them. So you got to be able to take your power back. You got to control the narrative for the most part. Again, we deal with all the external things that we're dealing with now, wars and climate control and all of these things. And so the ability to be able to self-actualize your potential often gets lost because we have no focus. You know, we're focusing on everything else but ourselves. So we actually lose ground because we're not able to build a strong self to be able to deal with all the issues we're dealing with.
When you're giving your lectures and you're talking and or listening, because you've told me you do that a lot too, because it's a critical component to learning. What do you find seems to be more prevalent in the people that are receiving your message? Are they feeling like they don't know where to start and how do I do this? Do they want a magic pill or sentence from you that you probably can't necessarily give a magic sentence
situation? Well, I like to think, Steve, that the sweet spot is really learning how to learn, which is what I missed. You know, I just kind of went to school, got a job, you know, did what I needed to do, and I didn't really know how to learn. So, again, to be able to learn how to learn, how to organize your life around yourself, how to take information and apply it to your talents, to your skills, and to the 24 hours you have every single day, which is what maybe makes everybody equal. Everybody has 24 hours. The question is, what do you do with that time? And so to be able to organize yourself around things that are relevant to your empowerment, and then the source content, which is what we have access to today through technology, it's just unbelievable to be able to understand how to do that. I wish I had learned that early. So I'm trying to teach them early so that they have, you know, so if you're a college student, you know, you're 18, 19, 20 years of age, you've got, you know, 70 years to develop a process of continuous improvement based on learning.
And it's a fantastic world to live in if you allow it to be fantastic.
It gets better, but you couldn't have a better country to live in than America. You know, it's one of the greatest countries in the world. So to be able to source content and now have access to the global market through technology, that really is a gift.
I agree wholeheartedly. Stedman Graham, I learn something every time I get the chance to talk to you. If you ever want us to come and visit, just give me a call. I mean, we could jump on a red eye and come and see you.
Well, I'm so happy about your trip to Uganda.
Oh,
so
boy.
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate your time. Yeah. How do people get a hold of the book and learn more about what you're talking about?
Yeah, they can go to stedmangraham.com. We also have a course available that they can actually take. So it works out really well. So we're very happy about where we're going. We're in the educational system, so we actually teach this in schools, and again, we're working with Ball State to develop a course, so we're excited about being here. I'm excited about being here for the commencement, and also you couldn't have a better time to be here this time of year anyway.
Totally agree. Stedman Graham, always a pleasure. I hope we get to do this again sometime
soon. Thank you so much, Steve.
As far as commencement is concerned, before the end of the hour, we're going to run through the entire logistics and all the information that folks need to know. We have that from Andrew Walker and others within the Ball State University system. We'll get that to you and have more to come in a moment on WMUN.